Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the talk show, Uplifting Communities, Louisiana. And I'll tell you guys, we got a really good show for you guys today. We have Ms. Brenda Hill on, but before I say anything about Ms. Brenda Hill, I'm going to go ahead and pass it to your host, Mr. Tommy Ray Cole.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Uplifting Community Talk Show, Louisiana. We have a very special guest today. Matter of fact, she is doing a lot of positive things in the community. And our special guest today is Brenda Hill. Hello, Ms. Brenda. How are you?
Hello, Tommy. So glad to be with you guys this afternoon.
Thank you. Thank you. Look, we thank you for coming up on our show. And before we go any further, we'd like for you to tell us some things about yourself, please.
Well, one of the things that I am is a wife and a mother, a grandmother, and a great-grandmother. And as far as the professional side, I'm an editor and a publisher. And so with all of those hats to wear, I have learned the most important thing is to wear one hat at a time.
Thank you. Amen. Amen. Very good. Very good. Now we understand that you're a wife, a mother, and
great-grandmother.
And great-grandmother. Okay. Now, how many grandkids do you have?
We have 33 grandchildren thus far.
Wow. 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 Now, that's a blessing within itself. And,
it is a blessing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now, you have a non-profit organization. Is that right?
Yes, we do. It is called Successful Self.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You also have a magazine there, too, called Voice of Southwest Louisiana?
Yes, we do. It's a multicultural magazine that comes out monthly, and it is designed to educate, empower, and inform with positive journalism.
Yes, yes. And I take now, how does it work there, Mrs. Hill? So far as you are publicizing other media and stuff.
Well, our magazine deals with local news in the Southwest Louisiana area. It deals with local events that are happening here in Southwest Louisiana. Local people that live here in Southwest Louisiana, and local places that are located here in the Southwest Louisiana. And that came about when Hurricanes Katrina and Rita hit our area. We were all evacuees in the same area. We were located in the North Louisiana area, and we were all regarded as Katrina evacuees, but we were Rita evacuees. And so it dawned on me that we had no identity, we had no face of Southwest Louisiana. And so the voice gives our readers and our viewers who are able to pick up our print throughout the five parish area here, and those that are interested in our e-news magazine, they are able to get one as well, and subscribers are able to acquire our magazine and learn about what is happening here in the Southwest Louisiana area.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And you're right, too. When the Hurricane Rita hit, it devastated this area here. You know, like I said, we all had to leave. And when we come back,
yeah,
we come back to stuff that was totally destroyed. And yes. So, yeah, I can understand your vision. And so, therefore, you have published your magazine for quite some time now, because I think the hurricane hit back in 2005.
Yes, it did. It did. Yeah. And we came, we started in 2013 of June. And so it took a while for us to walk through the recovery process, along with observing our community, the resilience of our community, the bounce back ability of our community, and the love and connectedness of our community in the direction that we went and were directed in going for strength and productivity. And I think today, by the grace of God, you see the massive growth from that unity that came about in this community. We're experiencing now today an economic boom, I believe, because of that.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Matter of fact, I read your last month's articles. Well, one article in your magazine. You have many, I tell you. But that was this particular family. I understand they migrated from Haiti. And, man, I recognize the educational background that they all had. You know, they were all teachers and doctors and nurses and administering their abilities. And in the country here, man, they landed out in Washington, D.C. One family lived out in Fowler, Louisiana. They named a high school after that individual, and now they closed that high school and changed the name. But I understand that those who had gone to that school before, they still come together and celebrate once a year behind that.
Yes, most definitely. That is the Ross family. They are
yes.
a family of educators and physicians. And I'm so very impressed with that family, because they really are a direct descendant of the Haitian area, as you say, but they are also part of our national advancement of colored people during that civil rights movement. And that was a very powerful advancement during that time, because we had a unified mindset of excellence, and we had a unified mindset of our God-given gifts and our God-given talents. We believed in what we were given, and we utilized that. And I think our NAACP and the churches were very, very instrumental in that yeah. movement, and colored people had a mindset that was trained in them about taking on a task, completing that task, doing it with excellence, looking back over it and seeing the good in it, and having a good sense of achievement, which gave us a unified mindset. I think we have lost that in a great, great way. As
and
a
I
people
agree with you,
and as a culture.
And I agree with you, somehow we have, because, yes, back in those days, we were coming out of slavery, and then we marched for civil rights and all these things, and we as blacks, you know, we stood together. You know, we had that integrity. There was nothing that was going to separate us. And Dr. Martin Luther King also, you know, he played a major role in this thing, you know, keeping us together and encouraging us to walk in a peaceful manner with
yeah.
our integrity. And so we worked together, and, hey, when these folks came through, they had folks already in these cities supporting them. And so we all worked together. And you're right, we kind of lost that. And so I'm sorry to say that, but we have.
Yes, we really have.
Yes. Now, also, too, now we know that getting businesses together and organizing them, you know, we know that they have their ups and downs, and we'd like for you to share with us some of your ups and downs that you've encountered over the years.
Well, since we have started our magazine, which is a subsidiary of our parent company, that is Team Publications, and it is a small press publishing company that publishes and distributes The Voice of Southwest Louisiana. So we also have an opportunity to publish books on individuals' life experiences here in the Southwest Louisiana. It gives an individual who picks up one of those books an inside view of what it is like being here, the thought process, the ability to resolve issues, embrace issues. And so we like to publish those types of reading material as well. And so that is one of the ups, being a minority woman-owned enterprise here as a publishing company is very much an up, because it is information. And information is so very important. It was from the beginning. When God spoke, he spoke information. And so that is so powerful. And without information, we are hindered in so many ways, or even with incorrect information, we are hindered. And so there is an information that will bless us to supersede in many, many areas. If we have the truth of information, it helps us, it propels us to go forward. That is a definite up in having a business as a minority in our country. One of the downsides is to move your business with the speed that you want to move it. Of course, we start a business and we want our business to immediately be successful. But I think, and I believe, and through my experiences, that when you are blessed to bring about a business that is of a divine nature, and I believe that the businesses that we do are of a divine nature, there are some areas that you must experience in order to birth. May not have birthed yet, and so speed is not the priority. It should not be a focus. Success is to go forward with that business, even though it may seem to be a downside. You want the success of it. And so without the struggle, there is no metamorphosis into a butterfly. You can't soar. You can't fly. So some areas you must hit to struggle and look up and call on your great creator and your maker, because he knows what work he is performing in you. And so it takes time, and we can't get impatient. So I think that's one of the greatest downsides of being in business, is being impatient.
Very good, Mrs. Hill. Now, before I turn it over to Mr. John L. Brown, and I will, I just want to ask you one other thing. You're right, too. You know, a lot of times, you know, we get into business, but, you know, a lot of times you're going to fail before you actually succeed. So without any failure, you know, there's no success. But I'd like to ask you right now, because I heard you say God, I heard you say divine, and I heard you saying this is actually spiritual. So what part does God take in your ministry, in your work, that is?
Well, God, who is my father, is everything in what I do in my life. I cannot do anything, make a decision or anything without consulting him. And so moving forward is a pathway of discovery. We are created by him. We are designed by him. We are of his image. And because we are here and we live here among each other in this world, there are so many influences that are before us, around us, behind us in our teaching and our training and all of these things that we put one foot in front of the other in a discovery mode. So we're going to have some victories, and we're going to have some failures. I appreciate you saying that those are failures, and those failures are not doom. I firmly believe that we have to have an understanding of where we fail. And so God being in his hand, I stand in his hand. I fail in his hand. He holds me in his hand. So that's an assurance. That's a security. That is a strength. That is a virtue for me, because truly I fail at so many areas on my path of discovery. And I put one foot in front of the other and keep going. I have gotten a chance to see that through all of my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren as they go through the nursing and weaning process or the bottle feeding, whichever the mother preferred during their training years. I never saw the child just give up when they went from birth to 3 weeks to 6 weeks to 3 months, 12 months. They went through every type of training, and now I see them run and I see some soar. So that helps me to know that in my discovery, I am God's child. I am his design. I am his divine image. And as I go forward in my 1 year and 5 years and 50 years and 60 years and all of those things, don't give up. There is a day to soar, and some things I soar at and some things I so fall at. And I'm not embarrassed. I'm not ashamed of any of it, because it is part of life and it is part of going through a spiritual process in a human world.
Thank you. Hey, look, thank you so much. And that is very encouraging, especially to me. Thank you so much. Now we're going to turn you over to Mr. John L. Brown.
Thank you, and you're welcome.
All right. I really love what you was talking about. But now I want to get back to your publication. What type of efforts are you guys taking to let the people in the communities, because that's where I'm at. I focus on the communities, people that's doing positive things in the communities. We let them on a show. And I mean, not just in Lake Charles, throughout the United States, is to let people know that there are people in the communities that's doing positive things. Can a person, get in contact with your company that's doing positive things in the communities, and maybe get spotlighted in one of your magazines?
Yes, most definitely. In my community, I have to have a great understanding of what is happening in my community. And of course, we have our political agendas, and we have our medical agendas, and we have our academic agendas. We have our public works agendas. So many of those agendas are happening in our community. And you have key people in all of those places, and they're doing wonderful things. And I'm very, very proud of them, even in our policing, our law. We have wonderful individuals that are doing things here. But from my perspective, which is a spiritual perspective, I understand that first, I live in a community that is really a Bible Belt community. The community of individuals that I live with here in Southwest Louisiana is one of the things that I want to project to our listeners, is that we are a people of faith. and family and food. Food is our love language here. Mm-hmm. And fun and football. Football is a great discipline here. Tommy and I have had two brothers and a cousin to go off and play professional football. So discipline is very important here. I think that one of the reasons we were able to move through Hurricane Rita so very well because of the discipline in the community. Mm-hmm. With that said, I understand also that we have a very strong community of baby boomers. Our baby boomers have not taken flight to other areas as many communities may have, to larger cities and different things like that. They have remained here. And because of the baby boomers being a large demographic in the United States, the fastest growing and have superseded the baby boomers are the millennials. Those are the baby boomers' grandchildren and some of their great-grandchildren. And so being a mother and a grandmother and a great-grandmother, I understand those demographics very well from a spiritual perspective because your baby boomers will jump through hoops and climb mountains to save and bring safety and security to those millennials. The millennials are a very innovative, aspiring young group of individuals that are capable of doing many, many things. But they remind me of a minister said one time that he has seen children who are smart early and wise late. And so because the millennials have a great love for their baby boomer grandparents and great-grandparents, and because the baby boomer demographic have a great love and appreciation and desire for stability and security for their millennial grandchildren, the voice of Southwest Louisiana is able to speak in a way that encourages and inspire and inform and educate and empower those two groups, because it speaks to the baby boomer first, and the baby boomer speak to the millennial grandchildren. And because the millennial grandchildren are technological, our e-news magazine, we're able to send it out, and it has brought conversation in a very unique way between the baby boomer and the millennial family. So it has acted as a bridge. And we're very, very proud of that. We're very, very excited about that because families have been at risk of being torn apart. And a house, a divided house, will not stand, whether you're in Southwest Louisiana or any place in this whole world. No house will stand if it's divided. And so we are able to act as a bridge in a spiritual way in our magazine, and we're very excited about that.
Okay, very good, very good, very good. Now, and one other question for you, too. I'm calling you Mrs. Hill now, but you know, hey, you know how we are. We all call you BK.
Okay.
And I'm trying to stay, and I'm trying to stay away from that, you know, I'm trying to say Mrs. Hill. But now, as for in the community, do you see any areas where it can be developed? What you think that we can bring in that would benefit and uplift the community?
In our community and all communities, diversity and our youth, from my perspective, are very key elements in growth, because our youth are very, very challenged, especially in our community as minorities of the black race. We have such a large population of fatherless children, and because I grew up with a father, and because I understand that structure and foundation comes from the father, and the mother takes that information and instruct from that cistern. It gave us a stability in a way that has carried us throughout our life. And growing up in Cameron, Louisiana, which was a segregated part of Cameron for me in the 60s. And in that segregated part of Cameron were business owners. We had a cafe in our community that was owned by the father and the mother. And the children worked in there. They were wiping tables. And so I didn't go to McDonald's. There was no McDonald's. I went to the cafe for my hamburger and homemade french fries. And I paid the black business owner and his wife and their family. We supported them. We did business. We had business-to-customer relationships in our segregated community. And then when we needed things from the store, there was a local store right down the street from the cafe, and it was owned by our black father and his wife and their children. Mm-hmm. And they worked behind the counter with their aprons on, and right. all the wonderful things that we wanted to buy in there, we had another business-to-customer relationship. And we were of the same color in our segregated society. And if we wanted entertainment, where we listened to information that was on the television, everyone did not own a television in that segregated society. Very few people owned a black and white television, and we were one that owned it. And so for entertainment, other neighbors came to our house to listen at the news. And so the community came together. There was a unity in the community. And we all received that information in a very powerful way. And so the black fathers and the black mothers and the dialogue that went forth in this unity gave us a sense of empowerment and through that information with solutions. And so,
right. Well, that's okay. We only have 3 minutes left on the talk show, so I'm gonna ask Tommy to start closing us out.
Okay. Once again, Mrs. Brenda Hill, we thank you for coming up on our show, the Uplifting Community Talk Show, Louisiana. Thank you so much. And with that said, is there any positive thoughts that you would like to share with us and leave with our viewers before we close?
I'd like the community, our listeners, to help us reestablish those business-to-customer relationships and business-to-business relationships by contacting us at 337-474-2210, which is the Voice of Southwest Louisiana, our team publications. And they can find us at yumpu.com, search the Voice of Southwest Louisiana, spell that out, and they can see some of our archived magazines and contact us for sign up for our subscriptions, and we'd love to get some subscriptions to more of our listeners and viewers.
All right.
Awesome. Thank you. And we also want to thank all of our viewers for tuning in as well. We will keep you posted as we develop and bring in other guests upon our show. And remember, we also have a talk show tomorrow. Tune in at 5 o'clock Central Time. Is it 3 o'clock Pacific Time? Is that correct, Mr. John Brown?
Yes, it is.
Yes, indeed. So tune in, and please, and thank you all for joining us.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, thank you, Ms. Hill, for coming on the show, and good night.
Good night.